Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Moya Brennan, best known as the lead singer of the Grammy and BAFTA winning group Clannadh, passed away at the age of 73, and tributes of course pouring in from, well, the musical and political sphere actually, I should say, today. But we want to talk to people who knew her best. 1800 453 106, as always, that's the number. I know the news over the past 24 hours of Moya's passing has really affected so many people in her beloved home county of Donegal, and no more so than in Leo's Tavern, which of course is really the birthplace of Moya Brennan's musical career. Sean from Leo's Tavern is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Sean, my sincere condolences to yourself and to all there in Leo's Tavern this afternoon. I'm sure a very difficult day for you all.
Oh, thank you so much. It just seems so ironic that I'm standing in Leo's Tavern, and everywhere I look I can see her face and her albums and her... You know, it's just so eerie standing in here where she stood and where it all started, you know, in right back in the 70s, where she used to work here as a young girl. And I've been here for 30 years now, nearly, and not alone was she a superstar to many, but she was a friend and just a colleague to me and to many others in the locality, and we're just absolutely devastated on her loss today.
Yeah. You obviously knew Moya very well, Sean.
I did. I went to visit her last week. And she was just so at peace. Unfortunately, she's been suffering now this last couple of years with a lung condition, and she just never stopped. I just don't know where she got her energy from, and she just always put other people first. And I used to say, Moya, you know, I hate to see you the way you are. And she says, Sean, I am fine. I'm going to keep going as long as I can. I went to see her last week, and she was so at peace. She was just lying in her bed, and she says, Sean, in fact, she ended up nursing me instead of me nursing her, because I was just devastated. And she says, Sean, I'm so at peace. I've lived my life. I've traveled the world. I have a beautiful family. I've reared them. I've seen everything. I've done everything. And I'm ready to go, and I'm not scared. Which was just, I just thought was so brave of her.
And you might, Sean, just explain to listeners, you know, just to put into context Leo's Tavern and really the impact that had. I mean, that was really, that was Moya Brennan's first stage, wasn't it?
Ah, yeah. Leo's Tavern, as I say, is the home of Enya and Clannadh, and basically this is where it all began. And they started off here as young teenagers working in the bar, as many did, and their father used to invite them on stage, and they used to sing a few songs. And it was back in early 1970s when a customer filled in a little application form for the Letterkenny Folk Festival, and it was a little competition, and as part of the competition the prize was to record a track, and basically they went on, basically they won that, and the rest is history. And for such a small area, for where we are here in northwest Donegal, in Gweedore and in the Rosses, you know, we have such a in such a small area, we have such a wealth and richness of music. With Scarabray, we have Alton, we have Daniel O'Donnell, and indeed we have Enya and Clannadh, and all within just a couple of miles of each other. So, I mean, as I say, I'm standing here in the bar and it's empty, and everywhere I look I can see her face, and she certainly has left her mark here and indeed all over the world.
I was only in Leo's Tavern myself, actually, Sean, just last February. And, you know, you're right in saying there's quite literally photographs of Moya Brennan at every corner.
There is. She was...
It's a fabulous spot.
And the thing about Moya is she was so... Even though she was... It didn't matter who you were, whether you were Joe Bloggs or Joe Biden, Moya just spoke to everybody. Yeah. She welcomed everybody. She started a thing here about 13 years ago. It was an open mic night called Club Bio, and she hosted that every Friday, every last Friday of the month. And Moya used to travel in her, you know, in her early days. You know, obviously since she got ill now a couple of years ago, she was taking things a little bit slower. Yeah. But even up to last month, she hosted the Club Bio.
What an incredible thing to do.
You could hear in her voice. But what Moya's intention was to give people the stage that she got. And she always encouraged young artists, and she always encouraged... just everybody, and give them that stage, the stage that she had,
that she has.
Just given back to the people that supported her all through her life.
I mean, musician Brian Kennedy is joining us as well here, Sean, on the line today. Like, I'm sure a lot of that resonates with you, Brian.
Oh my goodness, I mean, Sean, what a beautiful tribute. Thank you very much. And exactly what you were saying sounded exactly like the woman that I knew too. You know, she was so graceful and so giving and so generous. I've played Club Beyond myself many times. I supported Clannad on tour many, many times. And in fact, when I was a little kid on the Falls Road learning Irish, one of the treats that we got once a month was that our Irish teacher, Mr. Austin, would bring in an album made by, you know, a local enough, a Donegal-based brand new band who sang exclusively in Irish, and that was Clannad, of course. And we learned Taste Cushna Thradu and all that. And that, so little did I know years later that I would end up touring with Clannad, singing with Clannad, recording with them. And Moya, she, you know, she was, as I always say, she's my favourite kind of Christian. You know, she took her faith very seriously.
Mm.
And then in the next moment, she said to me, "Now, Brian, have you got a boyfriend? What's going on? Are you in love with anybody?" But, you know, she was just my favourite kind of Christian. She was just exactly how Christians should be in the rest of the world. And so deeply musical also. She, you know, I think Donegal women especially were born with their own reverb in their throat, you know, when they're little babies. Because any Donegal singer I've ever sung with, particularly Moya, she just had that. The minute she opened her mouth, she went, "Ah, yeah, that's Moya. You know, that's Clannad. That's that part of Donegal." It just seems to breed that incredible sound that is, it's globally recognisable. And no matter where I've been in the world, the minute you hear Moya start up in that beautiful timbre, I mean, I miss her terribly. Mm. She, when I myself had my own health battles, she reached out to me all the time.
Didn't she?
She was like, "If you need anything now, I'll be over," and all of that. And she was at my 40th birthday party here in the house. And as Sean was saying, Club Yaw, it was a wonderful mix of completely unknown artists who were just starting out, and then maybe some mates of hers who were better known and things like that. And she always, as he said, treated everybody exactly the same. And I just got an awful shock when I woke up this morning and heard, because I knew she'd had lung troubles. We knew all about that. Mm. But again, she played it down so much. She didn't say, "Oh, it's really serious," or "I'm not feeling very well." She would just tour a little less. She would be maybe not quite as busy. And let me tell you something, Moya Brennan's version of not being quite so busy is most people's version of being way too
flat
busy.
Flat out, yeah.
You know, yeah, well, that's right, exactly.
Catherine, thank you, Brian, as well, for sharing your tribute with us today. And Catherine Mason is joining us. Because, Catherine, you worked as Moya's publicist, is that right, for two albums?
Indeed, I did. Back in 1992, I was very lucky to work on her first solo album, Moya. And then in 1994, Missy Eyed Adventure album. So, yeah, it's like what Brian was saying there. I've worked with Brian as well, and he'll know when I say this. And I hope it'll express how she's. I don't think I've met somebody as charismatic as Moya was. She just had this extremely special way about her. And she just look into your soul when you were talking to her. And she was a wonderful, wonderful human, let alone singer.
Like, when you just look at how much she did for folk singing in Ireland as well.
I don't think anybody, particularly female singers here in Ireland, will understand how much she brought. I mean, you know, I saw somewhere the First Lady of Celtic Music. Well, she really genuinely was. I mean, if you go back to Harry's Game, you know, U2's In a Lifetime, those music, like Irish music, Celtic music, nobody played it outside of, you know, a few pubs, you know, and real hardcore venues. And suddenly it was on the radio, and it was great. I mean, she just had the most magical, magical voice. You know, and it's in her later years of touring. I mean, what was wonderful for me was when I worked back with in 92, that Moya album, if anybody remembers it, there's a picture of her and her little baby, and was Aisling. And Aisling is, I think, 34 now, 35. And she would, like, she actually was touring with her son Paul and Tim. And, you know, the family, the Brennan family, moved on to the Jarvis family touring. And I think that just surmised Moya.
Mm. Well, look, it's just lovely to hear so many tributes, you know, from people today who have all worked with her in very different capacities, from yourself to Brian and Sean. And I know Noel Cunningham, of course, former Donegal Person of the Year. Like, Noel, you can maybe just summarise to listeners today what she meant to Donegal.
Well, hello.
Hi, Noel. You can hear us okay. You can.
I can indeed, and sure, it's very hard to follow what those lovely people, Sean and Brian and that lovely publicist, has said. I mean, the reality is all over the world, in the New York Times, Sydney Herald, the BBC, they are all talking today about Moya. But, you know, the great woman that she was, the cloud that's over Donegal, the sadness, because everybody speaks of the superstar. But you know what? As Daniel O'Donnell said this morning, she was tethered to the heather in Donegal. When you heard her sing, you saw the wide open spaces. You heard the waves crashing at Malin Head or Slieve League. You saw those lovely moorlands and those lovely barren lands that make up the beauty of our wild, rugged Donegal. And ethereal wouldn't begin to describe, because she had the voice of an angel. Mm. And her spirit, her person, she was, as Mairead Ní Uaimhne was saying this morning, she was like fine porcelain. She had that gorgeous finesse about her, elegance about her. And going back to what Daniel said, that lovely presence and peacefulness about her. When you were in her presence, there was a calmness. And Sean mentioned how calm she was. That doesn't surprise me at all. And the greatest, I was so privileged to be at the announcement of her Donegal Person of the Year award. I am also privileged to be a Donegal Person of the Year. And she said with complete honesty that of all the people who spoke of her, all the accolades, all the awards, all the tributes down the years, above all else, that meant more. The award from the people of Donegal, because they knew that she canu riach na flaish, angel maya tamajik sminu art, and my sympathy to Tim and to Paul and to Aisling, beautiful, beautiful people, and all in the area.
And as Sean mentioned as well, those have known Moya for all over the years from the home in Leo's Tavern as well. Noel Cunningham, thank you so much for joining us today to pay tribute, of course, to Moya Brennan. That's Sean there from Leo's Tavern, Catherine Mason, and musician Brian Kennedy. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.